Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. I thank God for all that He's doing in His people, in the lives of His people. Very important. You know, the Lord values His people, and when He thinks of people, I mean, when He knows our weaknesses, hurts, and fears. He knows what we have to work with. And God has a lot invested in us. He has His Son invested in us. And I know the Lord, my God, and King. When people draw near to the Lord, He draws near to them swiftly. He loves us. He does things in a way that will keep us out of pride. And anything that's wrong in our life, He'll help us to get rid of it so that He won't have to judge us and we can proceed forward in life. And I've watched people a long time. People, when they really love God and they get saved and they really love God, some lines they just don't cross. And some things that, you know, they may not be an expert, but they stick to their faith in the Lord. And when people are lukewarm, lukewarm is something that I'm working on defining. I'm asking the Lord so many questions continually, because to be honest, I have not understood lukewarm people for years. I knew it was there, but I processed it the way I would, you know. Actually, the thought that came to me this morning, a lukewarm person, a lukewarm man or woman, is somebody that halfway love God and they halfway love Satan. They halfway do things God's way and they halfway do things Satan's way. They're neither cold nor hot. And they're contaminated. It's like milk. You know, milk is good by itself, but when you put poison in it, it's something you spit out. I'm learning the mindset and the ways of a lukewarm person. The Lord's training me on this. You know, He's teaching me things. And, to a Pentecostal, a lukewarm person is probably a Christian that don't shout much. To a, a Baptist brother, a lukewarm person is probably a person that don't go to church much. And people come out of, you know, they look at things the way that they see it. So, but that's not, those things don't qualify a person to be lukewarm. The wrong things can lead to you being lukewarm. Not going to a good, strong church can give you problems, or going to a church that's teaching wrong can cause you to be lukewarm. The Lord also told me this: sincerity begets sincerity, while leaven begets leaven. So, there are so many people. The Lord alerted me to something else. He said the people that you're reaching now are people that's unsaved, and also people that's been wounded. They went to church with the intent to do right, and they saw evil going on, or wrong things being taught, and they just stopped going. And it's not because they don't love God. It's because they saw what was going on. They didn't want to be a part of things that's not right. They've been wounded. And I know people that have gone through things that way. And I've seen it. And but they stay committed to the Lord. But, you know, when you're not connected to, if you're growing by yourself, that's good. At least you're standing. But the Lord said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. That's where you pray and ask the Lord where you go to church. That's very important. Some churches are not. The Lord told me some interesting things before in my notes of old, back in the 90s. He said some churches are not churches. They're covens. They're full of witchcraft. And my Pentecostal mind had to process that. I don't know nothing about witches, except for what the few things I've heard. But in other words, they are, these kind of churches, they are full of debauchery. You know, rebellion is the same as witchcraft. It's not like, I'm not sure if they're like people that practice voodoo or something. They may not do that, but it's no different. They condone evil. They halfway love God, and they halfway love Satan. And they blend the word to suit their fancies. And so leaven begets leaven. But sincerity begets sincerity. I've seen people that they go to a church where they were once learning and growing, and they don't want to go to a church where they're not learning and growing. They've got a taste of what it's like to learn and grow, and they want to keep that process alive. And then there are people that they go to churches, and then you know they're hearing things, but they know that it's something better. And, you know, sometimes people are honest with themselves and they're just not going to go along with things that they know is not right. And that's commendable. And when I learned to love God, I learned to tolerate people and be patient with people and let the Lord guide me in how I can help. What's my wisdom here, you know? And I've had the Lord lead me from different... Well, those were for different reasons. I had to go to churches that God would send me to for ministry reasons, not just because I didn't like the church or whatever. I learned something at every church I went to, but I know for a fact leaven begets leaven until the whole thing gets corrupted. And when that happens, it goes right back to the principle that Jesus told the Pharisees. He said, "You look high and low for a proselyte." A proselyte is a Gentile that converts to Judaism and observes the law and the rituals and everything of Moses. But he said, "But you make him twofold more the child of hell than you are." So when people are taught wrong, it's hard for them to be corrected. Now, one of the facts the Lord told me about lukewarm people is that they won't budge. And that's the biggest problem. They won't budge. They won't change their ways. They won't drive out their love for Satan. Now, when I say Satan, I'm talking about the world system. It's the same thing. The world system and Satan cannot be separated. They're the same thing. It's just a dressed up evil thought. You know, Satan know that you would reject a thought that looked like a monster, so he make it look like an angel and give it to you. It's a fiery dart. And it seems good from a certain perspective, but it's evil. And it will consume your life if unchecked. So there's a lukewarm plague going on. And it seems to me, with what the Lord told me, he already spit out the lukewarm. He said, he told me about 2 weeks ago, you can't get a lukewarm Christian saved. He said, you can't get a lukewarm person saved. In other words, it's impossible for me to say anything that would get a lukewarm person on board at this point. I hope that's clear enough. That's what he was showing me. You can't get one saved. But the kind of, he told me this morning on the radio, people are listening. The people that's coming are people that have never been saved and people that's been wounded. And then those that are some people that are in Christ, that they may be, they're growing. They're continually growing. People have been listening a long time, so they don't have to get saved. They just keep growing. And the Lord loves us. And, you know, on this website, that's where God gave me the greatest messages. And so the hungriest people are going to come here to listen to it. They know of it. And that the Lord led them to come here. And I thank God for everybody that wants to grow. Your dedication to God is not in vain. There is no form of poverty in obedience to God. When you take time to learn his ways and learn his wisdom, you're adding value to your life. You're equipping yourself. See, time is going to happen anyway, but when you give yourself more to work with, you can make better judgments, decisions. You can help people on a greater level. And remember, when you help a person to come to the Lord, repent, they get to live forever, and everybody they know is affected because they're gonna love God. And remember, sincerity begets sincerity. So when there are people out there, if they just had somebody to talk to and love them and just show them the way, they'd run to God. And I know this. That's what makes me sad about the rapture. But the rapture has to come now. If he waits, the lukewarm church will corrupt those that are just coming in and getting started. And this is what the Lord told me. The lukewarm people will corrupt those that honestly love God and sincere right now. And because their doctrine is polished up. It doesn't look like the monster that it is. It looks like an angel. And everything looks good from a certain point of view. Leaven begets leaven. And people that are leaven, they search after people that condone what they're doing. Now, Paul made that clear. And he said, the time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine, but they are heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. They're looking for somebody to condone what they're doing, say what they're saying, to teach smooth things. And you know the corruption that Isaiah talked, he ran into it. The people wanted to go to Egypt. He warned them not Egypt. They wanted to go to Egypt for help against the king of Assyria. And he said, you can't go. No, told them not to go. But they said, don't teach us smooth things. Don't teach the ways of God. Let him be forgotten. You know, they were talking that way in chapter 30, Isaiah 30. But they wanted to go down to Egypt. And see, that's a problem. This is the cry of the lukewarm heart. It's a condition. And it's not necessary. It's evil is not necessary. And that kind of sin is hard to get rid of. And they were bold-faced to they were brazen, they were hardened, and their hearts were hard. You know, if they had been just as bold for the Lord, they would have been agreeing with Isaiah and encouraging people not to do these rebellious things. Verse 9 says that this is a rebellious people, lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Lord. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly, and he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sure to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. They would not, and they wouldn't budge. That goes right back to what the Lord told me. I said, what's going on with lukewarm people? He said, they won't budge. They just won't budge. They would not. They won't do what God said do. They won't learn his ways. And they resist learning his ways. And they teach others to resist learning God's ways and do whatever it is they're doing. Now watch this. He said, but ye said no. Now this is the heart of those who were rebellious. But ye said no, for we will flee upon horses. Now that's their decision. That's their final answer. And then the Lord said, therefore shall ye flee. And then they said, we will ride upon the swift. And then the Lord said, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. See, the Lord didn't change their heart. He locked them in that decision. Did you know it takes the Holy Spirit to help us repent? You know, when you pray for hard-headed children, you want God to give them repentance. And if there's any love for God to work with, he can do it. Well, when people reject and reject and reject the love of God, every time they reject, remember, Israel did their rejections 10 times before, and then God judged them. See, you're not going to keep on doing wrong and rebelling and rebellion and rebelling. Your heart's getting harder and harder. And at a point, it'll be like Eli's sons. You know, they wouldn't repent because God was going to kill them. And God can kill. And it's wise. He can't let sin in the camp. And he's not going to let Eli's sons. You know, Eli was a prophet. He didn't, his sons were doing vile things. And he talked to them, but he didn't correct them. And they got to a point that they couldn't be corrected because God was going to kill them. And in war, they died. And when Eli heard the news of it, he fell back and he died. But he was in Christ. Well, he was in the kingdom of God, but he lost his sons to hell. His sons went to hell. They didn't go to heaven, and God didn't wink at their sin. They died. They couldn't do the evil that they were doing anymore. And the ark was taken. See, the things of God, it's not going to last. It's not going to hang around evil. When people become corrupt, then it's not going to. Something's going to happen. Now, he said, he gave them over to their own way. Let's look at 16 again. But ye said no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. You made that choice. He was pleading with you. You said no to him. Therefore you shall flee. Therefore shall you flee. And we will ride on the swift. Their hearts are hardened. Their forehead is brazen. They're not going to repent. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. Now watch this. They have no divine protection now. Sometimes people are in the bubble because they're around the people of God. They're protected. And now they got into defiance. And because they were around the people of God, they were in the nation and there were people that loved God there. The wicked are actually protected because of the righteous. But see, when God does judgment and you separate yourself from the righteous, you won't listen, you're out of covenant. And the illusion is that nothing's going to change. See, our nation is held together. The enemy can't. There are several nations that want to take this country over right now in real time. Planning to do it, want to do it, but they can't. Because there's a restraint. There are people that pray.